Well, finally, what about women in the Nazi state? Well, this is something that you need to be careful about. The Nazis had this ideal German woman, and she was the centre of family life, and she was a housewife, and she was a mother. And Hitler even introduced a medal for women who had more than 8 children. And again, that women were meant to, their life was meant to revolve around Kinder, Kirche, and Küche. In other words, church, children, and cooking. And Goebbels said the mission of women is to be beautiful and to bring children into the world. Don't think for a second that every German woman accepted that idea. Generally, you know, most German women did not go out and have 8 children. Nor could Hitler force them to. Nor did he attempt to force them to. They had this idea that they put in their posters of what they wanted the German women, a German woman, to look like. And she's usually plump with 8 children running around her, and she's her hair all braided, and she's dressed very plainly. But that was something they put in their posters. Somebody like Hermann Göring, who had affairs left, right and centre, did not have affairs with a woman who looked like that. Eva Braun, Hitler's girlfriend, did not look like that. I mean, you know, Germans, Nazis did not cease to find women attractive because they became Nazis, and German young people and German young women didn't cease wanting to look attractive. You know, people didn't start dressing like that because the Nazis put it up in posters. It was just an ideal, so don't get carried away. Nobody was persecuted because they didn't dress like that. Women weren't persecuted because they didn't have 8 children. It was encouraged. Very few women ever picked those medals up. The Nazis tried to encourage a high birth rate. So did Britain, so did France, so did most countries at the time. And again, it didn't really work. You know, the birth rate did not pick up massively in Germany, which lets you know that, you know, just because Hitler promotes a particular idea and just because the Nazis promoted a particular idea, it didn't mean that everybody followed it. And so you didn't get these huge families all of a sudden in Germany because Hitler had thrown up a few posters. To some extent, women did have a harder time in Germany. Women doctors, teachers, civil servants all had to give their careers up. But then again, people went along with this because there was a time of high unemployment, and the underlying argument was simply this: one worker per household. We'll have to have one worker in each household. And the way to do that was to say, well, it's generally men who go out to work, so therefore only men get jobs. Now, that is unfair to the woman who has spent her life working to become a doctor or a teacher or a civil servant. But remember, Leni Riefenstahl was the female director of the film Triumph of the Will and The Eternal Jew, and was Hitler's favourite director. So Hitler was not somebody who said, you know, women can never have a career at all. He was prepared to use women in these situations. He was prepared to, you know, acknowledge the skill. So this isn't the sort of dictatorship that really gets into people's lives and tries to control exactly what women do and how many children they have, because that was just impossible. You couldn't do that. You hear about, for example, the idea that there were special brothels that were set up for where Nazi stormtroopers could get women pregnant. And the idea was that a young unmarried woman could go and get made pregnant by a Nazi stormtrooper to increase the population of the German people. Funnily enough, there weren't too many volunteers. You know, there weren't too many of these brothels. No, most young women thought, no, I'd just like to get married and settle down. This is what you did back then. And again, these were chauvinist times. These were sexist times. The idea that a woman really should give up her job as a doctor so that a man can be a doctor and give a wage to another family. You wouldn't have found terribly different ideas in Oxford and England, where in Oxford University, the female lecturers had to have their lunch in a different room from the male lecturers. Generally, in most places in the world, women were second-class workers, were second-class citizens. One of the things that will change that is actually the Second World War, where because most of the men are in the army, women have to take on the jobs that men were doing when they were in the factories. So women have to go into factories and work, they have to go on to farms and work as labourers and prove that they can do the same job as a man. And then, funnily enough, having had a bit of independence, having worked, having been out there and having the self-esteem of having had a job, didn't want to give that up after the war. So the Second World War changed the attitudes towards women in many ways and changed women's a woman's idea of herself. Yes, there were many women before the Second World War who wanted to have a job. Yes, there were many women who believed that, you know, women were the equal of men in the workplace and should have the same job for the same pay. But after the Second World War, many, many more women have these ideas, and it's very difficult for the government to say, right, women, we want you to go and work in factories and do the same job as a man. And then after the Second World War, say, well, now we've changed your mind, you're a second-class worker. Yeah, nobody's going to listen to you. So the Second World War changed those attitudes. Again, you know, Hitler's law for the encouragement of marriage, you know, give newlywed couples a loan of 1,000 marks and you could keep 250 of those marks for every child that you had. 250 marks didn't help you raise a child. This didn't help the birth rate increase. German girls over the age of 14 were meant to go classes and you make themselves healthy for childbirth. And, you know, you weren't meant to be slim. You know, German women tended to want to be slim and be healthy and didn't, you know, young German women, it wasn't their burning desire in life to have yet children. Don't go overboard when you're answering questions about women in the Nazi state. Yes, the Nazis were sexist. So was everybody else back then. It was the 1930s. It was a sexist, chauvinist age. The Nazis were no different than anybody else. Yes, the Nazis wanted a high birth rate. So did every country that wanted a large army. Did the Nazis try to encourage high birth rates? Yes, they did. So did everybody else at that time. They had their own particular ideas about women, but generally it was a chauvinist age. So don't go overboard in those questions and don't get the idea that women were arrested or beaten up or thrown in jail because they didn't accept these ideas. You know, most of the women that Nazi leaders were having affairs with didn't like these ideas either. You know, not everybody accepted them.